Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Supreme Court justices will, quote, pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting that he's moving to censure the New York Democrat for the comments that were aimed at Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, both of whom were appointed by President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Our heart pours out to the families that have lost loved ones.
That's Tennessee Congressman John Rose discussing Tuesday morning's outbreak of tornadoes that killed 24 people in the state of Tennessee, including 18 people in Putnam County, which he represents.
We have a long healing process, but a great community that's pulling together to help make that happen.
The National Weather Service says one of the tornadoes that hit Putnam County was an EF4 with winds of 175 miles an hour. Several people remain unaccounted for. Millions of people in Florida and Georgia could see severe weather today. Forecasters predicting some severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, hail, and the chance of isolated tornadoes. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he wasn't surprised by how well he did on Super Tuesday, winning 10 of the 14 states in the Democratic primaries. He told the Today Show this morning that it shouldn't shock people that he was able to outperform his closest competitor, Bernie Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Controversy surrounds the case of a man scheduled to die tonight for his role in the deaths of three Alabama police officers in 2004. Nathaniel Woods is set to be executed tonight, even though a fellow death row inmate, Kerry Spencer, claims he actually carried out the shootings that killed those Birmingham cops. Martin Luther King III is among the people who are asking Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey to commute the death sentence for Woods. He was convicted of crimes, including capital murder, for that incident that started when cops tried to serve a warrant on Woods. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall releasing a statement yesterday that says Woods is a cop killer, adding that Woods was correctly found guilty and sentenced to death by a jury of his peers. The U.S. Labor Department's reporting that fewer workers were filing first-time jobless claims last week. Around 216,000 workers filed initial claims, and that was a decrease of 3,000 from the week before. Meghan Markle is back in Britain for the first time since she and Prince Harry announced their split from the royal family. The Duchess of Sussex planning to join Harry in London for a celebration of the sporting achievements of wounded service members. This is a good time to ask you to check out our newly designed website. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level-term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive, and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what we're in it for, let me tell you. And thank you for joining in to the cause, because this is our America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and filmmaker and author Joel Gilbert joins us now to give us an update on the latest Trayvon hoaxes and what George Zimmerman has been up to. Joel, good to be connecting once again. How you been?
Hey, good. Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, for those of you that still may be missing out on the number one story in America, Joel is here to remind us of, you know, what happened with the Trayvon hoax and what was put into motion. Black Lives Matter, you know, riots from east to west. This old feeling of distrust amongst the races, which is all, you know, it's just been all so conveniently manufactured by those forces that gain from us being disunited, not being united. We've been fighting this battle, it seems, for hundreds of years, Joel. And I keep thinking at the time, when I start to see the light on the other side of the mountain maybe coming through, it ends up being a train coming at us, as opposed to, you know, a light of freedom and understanding and cooperation.
That's correct. Unfortunately, people remember that when we elected a black president, people were very proud, even people that didn't agree with his politics, because we'd come so far in race relations. I grew up in Tennessee in the 70s and 80s. I never heard the N-word. Black and white kids were all friends, all together, still friends to this day.
Exactly.
So we've come so far, and then people remember that, the race hustlers, the race baiters were pretty much going out of business. There was not too much more they could do to get people's attention or make money or get people to vote for them, because we'd come so far. And the Trayvon Martin case happened, where George Zimmerman, people remember, was living in this community, and he ended up getting attacked and getting his head beaten very badly in, eventually fired a shot to save his life from a legal firearm. Mm-hmm. And this was just a terrible tragedy. And then it was used by the politicians and the media to create this racial narrative for their own agendas. People may not remember that Zimmerman was actually thoroughly investigated by the local police in Sanford, Florida, and he was exonerated.
Exactly.
Not even stand your ground. It was just a pure self-defense case, a very tragic situation. And Obama sent the Department of Justice, came down. He said, oh, we're going to investigate if this was racial. And it turns out they actually helped to organize protests. They sent Al Sharpton down. And after Zimmerman was exonerated, and this is what my film is about, called The Trayvon Hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America. And I always tell people, start by looking at the trailer at thetrayvonhoax.com. It's also a book and a film. And a week later, the family attorney for the Martin family holds a press conference. He holds up a digital recorder and plays the voice of a young girl. He says, this is Trayvon's girlfriend. Her name is Diamond Eugene. She's 16 years old, and she was on the phone. And we got all the evidence now. Arrest George Zimmerman. And she said some things that kind of contradicted some of the evidence that from the eyewitnesses. Who believes that?
Right.
But
where's the media to discern this, Joel? I mean, because in retrospect, when you listen to this, and as you and I have discussed before, it is so obvious. I mean, you have got to be so willfully blinded to the truth to buy into what the attorney was presenting.
Well, once Obama came out the next day, and I'm sure this was coordinated, he came out the next day and said, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And that was a signal for everybody, the media, everybody jumped on board, and they appointed a special prosecutor, and I chronicle this in my film. They come down to Miami, and they go to Diamond Eugene's house, 16 years old. I've got the address. That's where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're sent away to a different house. 18-year-old Rachel Gentel, people remember her, the kind of plus-sized Haitian girl.
Yes.
She says, I'm Diamond Eugene. That's my nickname. I'm 18. And they actually take her statements, and everything she says completely doesn't jive with the actual evidence, even the phone records, but they use her statements anyway to arrest Zimmerman. He never would have been arrested if they had paid attention that this was an imposter and fake witness. So in my film, I actually find the real Diamond Eugene. She's in the movie, and I expose the entire story of how she was actually coerced even to make that phone call with Crump. She didn't want to do it, and then they substituted her out for this other girl when she didn't want to bear false witness. Mm-hmm. So this, it turns out that all the, and this is so significant, like you said, in your setup, because all the racial division in the country, all the Black Lives Matter, Ferguson effect, Freddie Gray, all this stuff, all this anger and suspicion over race that came out of nowhere was because of a hoax.
Yes.
And this situation was a hoax, just like Tawana Brawley with Al Sharpton was a hoax. And we've been played. And the people hurt most by this really have been the black youth of America.
Right.
And they're the ones that email me the most. They say things like, I got one girl said, I grew up on this Trayvon stuff, and I have a black son, and I was afraid for him to grow up in America, but now I found out we got played. Thank you.
And Joel, wait a minute, just a minute, I want to make sure people really capture this. We got played by a black president.
Yeah, we got
I know you're hesitant to say this because a lot of people, you know, they so love Barack Obama to this day, but Barack Obama did us no favors. He's not apologizing for this. He knows the truth is out. You know, it would go a long way if he came and he goes, hey, look it, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, whatever. But instead of being a healing agent, you see, and what happens, see, this follows the pattern, and this may sound like a bit of a broad brush, but it follows the pattern of the Democratic Party and its leadership, led by the standard bearer in this specific case by Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, two of the saints of the Democratic Party that you can't even say this. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble for pointing this out, but people need to understand the obvious here because they elected Barack Obama, hope upon hope, that maybe, and maybe it was unrealistic on our part to think that one man could do something about the racial divide. This is America's heart of saying, look it. You know, we have heard what Martin Luther King had prayed for and talked about, that there would be that day that it wouldn't be about the color of our skin, but the content of our character. And that is in direct conflict with what Barack and Michelle Obama, the leadership of the Democratic Party, the Sharptons of the world, the Jesse Jacksons, they played us all. They lied to us to what? To keep us more divided so that, these race baiters and that race baiting industry would continue on?
Right. Well, look, people don't, you'll remember that the black vote was not in the tank for Obama in 2012. Everything had gotten worse. He did nothing for black America. Unemployment was 50, 60, 70% in urban America. Illegals were coming in, taking jobs. Businesses were gone. Taxes up. So the
welfare recipients was through the roof. Yes.
So they did this by design. Al Sharpton visited the White House 85 times. Black Lives Matter met with Obama. This was all by design. This is who Obama was. He was a community agitator, not an organizer, an agitator in Chicago. He was trained by the radical left really to manipulate and use black voters to bring them into the cause of socialism. That was the only experience.
Exactly. Well, we got to pick it up from there when we come back. More from Joel Gilbert on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh
Fashion Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us, enjoying a part of your day. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with the filmmaker and author Joel Gilbert continues. His book and movie, The Trayvon Hoax, exposes all. It's there. You see it. You read about it. Let the facts, do the talking. And then you decide what's going on. Joel, before the break, we're talking about the Obamas. The Obamas have been a protected class unto themselves. It's like you can't talk about what they did, what they failed to do, why he was elected and what we had all hoped and maybe unrealistically that we would expect that one person could do something about the racial divide. But clearly, Barack Obama was no Martin Luther King.
Look, he used race to get elected, and then he used race to win the second term in office, principally through exploiting both Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman in this tragedy and creating a national racial divide that continues to this day, unfortunately. I covered Obama extensively in my previous films, like Dreams of My Real Father, for example, where I showed his history as a community organizer in Chicago was really community agitator. He worked for these socialist groups and was told to go recruit blacks from the churches to join these causes because they never wanted to join up. Blacks in Chicago were very religious people. In the churches, they wanted nothing to do with socialism and Marxism because it was atheist. They wanted nothing to do with these socialist causes because they talked about class war. And blacks in Chicago, religious people, were into love thy neighbor. So Obama's only experience with black people really was trying to agitate them. He grew up in a white family, never had any black friends, really. So this is some of the deep history. So it's not surprising to me that Obama latched on to Al Sharpton and came to the White House and Black Lives Matter and exploited people for political power. That was his training. And, Obama ran his almost, I call it, stealth socialism. He talked about in 2008, I'm going to, cut the deficit in half, marriages between man and a woman and God. He never intended any of that. It was just to get elected. And that's been the playbook for a long time. I think that's why Bernie Sanders was just removed literally by the Democrat establishment, because he did not get the memo. You're not supposed to talk about your socialism. You're not supposed to praise Fidel Castro publicly.
Right.
Keep it quiet until you take power. Then you can create mayhem, and that's what they did with this Trayvon Martin case.
But wait, just a minute here, for just a second. Wasn't it Barack Obama who praised Fidel Castro?
Look, he was right there in front of, it was the dream of the radical left to reconcile with the Castro brothers and to go there and praise their health and education systems and talk about, well, it's not a bad system, it's just a little different. So that Obama was wanting to do that for years as part of his ideological training. And we're seeing now the court systems are finally being marshaled to fight back against some of these things. George Zimmerman filed two cases. One, of course, was largely based on the information in my film. He's suing the Martin family, the state prosecutors in Florida, the police department in Florida, because he thinks that they knew about this fake witness in the case. And he's also recent lawsuit against Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren because they tweeted out about the Trayvon Martin case, saying it was because of gun violence, racism, and white supremacy. And it was just a self-defense case. So hopefully the court somehow can be, the arbiter to bring out the truth, because the media is not going to tell us the truth, and the politicians are not. So
Right. We're
going to watch these cases very closely.
Is Trayvon's mother, is Sabrina Fulton, still running for office?
She's running for Miami-Dade Commissioner. And I have no doubt, just like they did in 2016, they brought her out to the Democrat convention to spread this Trayvon hoax, this lie that, there's armed white men in the streets and police that are looking to shoot people if you don't like their skin tone. That's what she says. And they're probably looking to bring her out again to agitate and create fear for black voters that you better seek protection from the Democrats because there's so much hate out there. So she's running, and I think she's going to be part of this campaign. But in my film, I proved that she knew about this witness fraud. She knew there was a fake witness. She went on to get a book deal and a movie deal, record a rap song. she's benefited a great deal insurance payment, and she should have come out and said, you know, this is a fake witness, it's not true. Just because my son was killed in a tragic situation in a self-defense case doesn't mean that thousands of black kids have to die from this Ferguson effect. So she's in the political arena right now, and I think she has the most explaining to do.
Well, for as you point out, Joel, all the ramifications here, the people that have died, I mean, even to a point where someone was executed, and they said this is for Trayvon, right?
Oh, sure. Look, it's been documented. 33% rise in homicides in urban America because of the Ferguson, Missouri, Ferguson effect that came right after this Trayvon Martin case. Don't forget, Al Sharpton and Ben Crump were right there in Ferguson agitating. Ben Crump just came out with his book. He's being sued as well by Zimmerman. He came out with a book called Open Season, Legalized Genocide of Colored People.
Oh, wow.
And the book makes the case that it's legal to kill colored people. Who uses that term since
exactly.
the 50s? And this is the agitation, the race baiting, because America is a loving, forgiving country where people are accepting. And they have to push this idea that there's massive racism and genocide, according to Crump, to keep their power, to get people upset and be in fear. And it's all a big lie. And I hope Zimmerman's lawsuit's going to get people like Crump. I think he's gotten discovery and other things, and you're going to start to see these documents come out, and they're going to have to probably admit what they did.
How is Crump still an attorney?
Look, he specializes now in race baiting and race cases. I think there's a guy that's in prison who black guy's in prison for gun charges, and he was complaining that the prison staff aren't treating him nicely. Now, all prisoners say that because they generally are they're in prison.
Yeah, right.
He's representing the guy in prison saying they're discriminating against him. So he just exacerbates everything in terms of race. He wants to be the new Al Sharpton.
I was going to say, yeah, why not? Maybe Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are his mentors here. But still, is it where's the Justice Department on this? Because, I mean, they've got to be investigating this to some degree. I mean, this is so blatant, Joel, you know, what they've done.
Look, the Justice Department seems like Eric Holder loaded it up with about 1,000 radical attorneys that he took from organizations like La Raza, SPLC, and Trump never took control of the Justice Department. If they can spy on the President of the United States, and that still has not really been investigated, there's been no consequences, it's a little far-fetched to think that we can get the Justice Department to pay attention to this case that really divided the country. I wish they would, but they're definitely were people that committed perjury. There were attorneys that knew about this fake witness, and they did nothing, and they let the country be divided, and it still is people are suffering today. It's the biggest thing in the culture and politics is race, race, race. And it started with this case. This was ground zero for even for fake news, fake witnesses. It kind of started with this case. So I'd like everyone, you know, go to thetrayvonoaks.com. You got to watch the film. You can live stream it, get the DVD or the book.
Well, let me give you a little warning for those of you who have not seen it, and this will be the first time. This is a must-see. You have to see this. But get ready, because just like others who have realized that we've been worked on this, that this great deception that has been thrust upon us, ladies and gentlemen, it's brought to you by the Democratic Party. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, the leadership of the Democratic Party, because race is the thing. I mean, they've had a stranglehold on black America, which Lyndon Baines Johnson said in the 60s. And he used a very definitive N-word, that if they passed the War on Poverty bill, that he would have the N-word people voting Democrat for the next 100 years. Wow. How, how prophetic was Lyndon Baines Johnson? But what's happening, and it's freaking out black America and the leadership, and particularly the Democratic Party, is that Donald Trump went to them and said, hey, look, give me a shot. What do you got to lose? And look what's happening. They've got more jobs. They got more home ownership, more new business ownership as well in black America. And there's lots of pressure on that vote like never before. Joel Gilbert has been with us. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs 3 featured supplements. formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, happy to be at it here, ladies and gentlemen, but it takes all hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Thank you for joining in 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, did you know that cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death among women, claiming the lives of one in three? While strides have been made in the treatment of heart disease and stroke, women especially, women of color, are still underrepresented in research and clinical trials. There is considerably more understanding today of the vast biological differences between the sexes, yet women of color account for only 3% of total clinical trial participants, and historically studies have not always analyzed women-specific data. Now, leading up to International Women's Day, which is coming up on Sunday, March the 8th, the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women and Verily's Project Baseline Joint Initiative, Research Goes Red, is aiming to empower women to contribute to research, advanced science, and improve cardiovascular treatment outcomes for women. Here to talk more about it is Dr. Jessica Mega and clinical researcher Michelle Amiibo. And Michelle, am I saying your last name correct?
Yes, that is exactly how you say my name. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, great to have you here to tell us more about it. Dr. Mega, tell us a little bit more about heart disease as it relates to women.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death among women, and I think that surprises people at times.
Yes.
In fact, it claims more lives than all forms of cancer. And so when I talk to people, I say, this is something that all of us, as women in particular, need to pay attention to.
So let's talk about risk factors of cardiovascular disease, and when should women be screened for it?
So there are a number of risk factors that we know about. We talk about smoking or elevated LDL cholesterol. That's what we sometimes call the bad cholesterol. There's hypertension and physical inactivity. All of these can increase a woman's risk of heart disease. And so it's important over time to partner with your healthcare providers and your clinicians to make sure that women are getting checked for these known risk factors.
Exactly. Okay. Michelle, can I ask you, how is the Research Goes Red initiative helping ensure women are properly represented in research and clinical trials?
Yeah, so the American Heart Association Go Red for Women and their lead project, Baseline, are collaborating in an effort to empower all women, whether you have cardiovascular disease, you don't have cardiovascular disease, or you don't know you have cardiovascular disease, to get involved in research. They've created an online platform, Research Goes Red, for participants to register to participate in surveys that are geared towards getting information around cardiovascular disease. We currently have two surveys available. The first one is the Feelings and Emotions Survey, and that opens up in March. And the second one is the Fertility and Maternal Health Survey that opens up in May. So women can go there, register to participate, and fill those surveys out. And from those surveys, we'll be able to get the data needed to provide to the research scientists and researchers with the American Heart Association and Verily to really make some informed decisions and get information around cardiovascular disease and women.
Michelle, were you surprised at the number? I was, that only 3% of total clinical trial participants were reflecting women of color?
Actually, no, I wasn't surprised. As a clinical researcher by training, that is very reflective of what we see in clinic. It's unfortunate because we need data from diverse populations to really assess diseases. And so it's really important for women of all backgrounds and everywhere to get involved and research so we can improve health outcomes for cardiovascular disease.
Michelle, again, is this a matter of, I don't see this as an institutional effect as much as maybe women of color just have not been invited and, directly, presented the opportunity to participate in the trials. Do you think that's more the case?
Yeah, actually, that's why we need the research. You know, I'm not quite sure. I think it would be nice to get some data available where we are surveying women of color and asking them why they're not participating in research. I mean, we can speculate, but you really need the data to speak truth to power on why people are participating in research and why people are not. And so this project with American Heart Association and Verily is super important so we can not just speculate but make informed, educated type of suggestions on how to push research in certain populations.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Mega is the chief medical officer at Verily Life Sciences. I'm sure you can dovetail on what Michelle was just saying on why it is so important, for women to participate in research and clinical trials.
So we've made big strides over the last few years in understanding heart disease and thinking about ways to treat heart disease. But I think every person out there know someone who is still suffering with conditions, and the fact that cardiovascular disease is so important and such a leading cause of death for women, there's a lot more we can do. And as Michelle mentioned, we're creating a community of women who are raising their hands and saying that they want to be part of this effort to help women and help us understand heart disease. And there are two important pieces. One is understanding the causes or the drivers of heart disease, because there is more that we can know. And if we know, then we can get ahead of heart disease. The second thing is anytime we think about a new medicine or we think about a new device, we need to understand how these tools work, not only in men, but also in women. And that's why Research Goes Red becomes so important, this community of women that are coming together to help narrow the knowledge gaps about gender and ethnicity and cardiovascular disease. So that is why you hear the excitement from both of us about this program.
Exactly. Well, Michelle, you have your own story, being, high risk for cardiovascular disease. Share our story, share your story with our audience, if you would, please.
Absolutely. While I was pregnant with my daughter and my third trimester, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And essentially the notion that I got from my healthcare provider that once I gave birth to my daughter, my weight would go down and my blood pressure would go back to normal, and that just did not happen. 4 months after I gave birth to my daughter, my blood pressure was still high. I was put on a low-dose blood pressure medication, and for a year and a half after giving birth to her, I struggled to control my blood pressure, and I also struggled to lose the weight that I had gained while I was pregnant. I went and saw my provider, actually, and he wanted to increase the dosing on my medication because my blood pressure was still moderately high, and so it was at that appointment where I decided that I needed to take control of my health and make some major lifestyle changes to really course correct with my hypertension. I left that visit with a referral to be a nutritionist. I went and got a gym membership. My husband and I, we stopped eating out. We started cooking our food at home. And those were some of the biggest changes that I was able to make with course correcting with my blood pressure. And it took me almost about 3 years, but I'm happy to report that I've lost almost 75 pounds, and I've been able to control my blood pressure through diet and exercise alone. I've been off my blood pressure medication now for about 8 months.
That's excellent.
Really important because non-Hispanic black women have a 3 times higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease-related pregnancy complications when compared with their non-Hispanic white women counterparts. And so this research component is really important because while I was pregnant, there was such a huge emphasis on my sugar intake and not developing gestational diabetes, but there wasn't enough information around my risk for developing cardiovascular disease while pregnant. And so we need the data that we're going to be getting from this research goes red to really push the narrative around cardiovascular disease and maternal health.
Well, Dr. Mega, we got to wrap things up. I'm going to let you have the last word. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Women need to raise their hand and sign up. The best place to find information is at projectbaseline.com.
Great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, he's the only man, you know, that's on top of everything that's movies that has his own theme song. From Hollywood, Steve Evans, the movie guy, is next.
To Bill Martinez, live.
Listening to me, but you want to pay attention to the movie guy, Steve Evans. He's got all the winners and losers at the box office, and this past weekend, Invisible Man numero uno, huh?
Invisible Man, you know, Universal has this whole, they have this library of characters that they have under license, you know, things like the Invisible Man, also Dracula, Frankenstein, werewolf, and they've been trying to figure out what to do with these characters and how to somehow compete with things like the Marvel comic universe, so on and so forth. They may have found the formula here. This is a low-budget movie. The Invisible Man, number one, only cost about $8 million to make, but it has was put together by a very talented director. You have a great cast, Elizabeth Moss, stars in this thing, $28 million, and so they're making money right out of the gate, and they may have found the formula about what to do and how to use these iconic characters that they have under license. So that was number one, 28.2. Sonic the Hedgehog, number two. That movie has made about $128 million so far. We have The Call of the Wild, 13.6. That was number three. We have My Hero Academia, number four, and Bad Boys for Life, rounding out the top five.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you get a chance to see Call of the Wild? I still have to, yet to see it, even though, you know, the dog is animated. Everybody wants one, but you go to the store to, you know, look for the little doggy in the window, and but there's no animated dog there, sadly.
I haven't had a chance to see it.
I love the trailer. I love the whole concept of it. But, yeah, there's just something, you know, when they do the close-up of the dog that kind of loses a little bit in translation. My brother-in-law saw it instantly. He goes, well, that's a fake dog, you know. Yeah. And his sister went into, you know, the fetal position of depression and realizing that
it's a fake dog. The entire movie right off the bat.
Yeah, right.
The problem with these computer-generated animals like the Lion King and things like that, it doesn't quite look like a real animal, and they're still working on that. But no, I will check it out because it's a great story. You know, it's based on the Jack London book. So yeah.
No, I think it's awesome. But just think, in another 100 years, you know, Harrison Ford will be fake.
Yeah, I think that they're going to.
Yeah, and the dogs will revolt. The dogs will revolt because the dogs will be real and the humanoids will be fake.
Yeah, it's we're entering into a very interesting age. Speaking of animation, we have a Pixar movie coming out this weekend. Now, Pixar, of course, that legendary animation studio, gave us the Toy Story series, Finding Nemo, Cars, The Incredibles, Monsters, Inc., Inside Out, Ratatouille. Now they're coming out with this movie called Onward, which is a brand new story, which is a bit of a risk. This isn't a sequel to anything. This isn't Toy Story 4. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new story here, but it's a Pixar movie. It looks incredible. 86% of the critics are recommending. Now, this is coming out in March. Usually these Pixar movies are big events. They come out, you know, during prime time for blockbusters, you know, in November or, say, in the middle of the summer. This is coming out in March, and also we have the coronavirus out here, so we're not really sure how this is going to play. And speaking
exactly.
of that, you hear that they just delayed No Time to Die.
Right, I saw that. Yeah, I mean, wow, I mean, by a huge, what, to the end of the year? I mean, it wasn't even like a couple of months.
You know,
I mean, that's incredible. Yeah.
It is incredible. It could be very expensive because they borrow money to make these movies, and they probably have 250, maybe 300 million tied up in this movie. So just the interest rate on that money for the months going forward is going to be quite expensive.
But, well, Bloomberg's not running for president anymore. Maybe they can get a loan from him. You know,
he'll be able to bankroll anything.
Yeah, he'll find a couple of bucks under the mattress or something. You know, that's not a problem.
These are huge releases, though. I mean, I was going to look up what is happening in China because they have, I don't know, how many, 50,000 screens, something. It's a huge, largest market in the world. So if they shut that down, of course it has an economic impact, I should say. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah,
well,
they'll end up putting an asterisk in all these movies that are released in 2020. Hey, getting back to Onward, and these animated movies and stuff like that, Steve-O, you and I got to get a piece of the doll action. I mean, you know, we don't want royalties on the movie. We just want it on the tchotchke.
The toys.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if we're talking about you, I mean, give us a little taste. You know, that's all we want. Nothing humongous and greedy.
This is a Disney project, so
yeah,
we have that pretty much taken care of, I would imagine. I'm sure you're going to be able to find Onward toys in a Disney store near you. This is, you know, kind of an interesting story. It is beautifully done. This is set in suburban. This is a suburban fantasy world, and what they have done with suburbia is really creative and really cool. If nothing else, just check out the trailer. You have these two teenage elf brothers. They embark on a quest to discover if there is still magic out there. And the two brothers being voiced by Tom Holland and Chris Pratt. Julia Louis Dreyfus is also in this, as well as John Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger.
Was saying 86% of the critics are recommending it'll be number one. They think it'll make about $55 million. We'll see how that goes.
Exactly.
Also out, you may have seen the trailer for this one, The Way Back, with Ben Affleck, getting great reviews. 81% are recommending. This is a terrific story. This is about Jack Cunningham, played by Ben Affleck. Once had a life filled with promise in high school. He was a basketball phenom with a full university scholarship. And suddenly, for reasons unknown, he walked away from the game, forfeiting his entire future. Now, years later, Jack is spiraling down, triggered by an unspeakable loss and drowning in the alcoholism that has cost him his marriage and any hope for a better life. Now, he's asked to coach the basketball team at his alma mater, which has fallen far since his glory days, and he reluctantly accepts, surprising no one more than himself. And as the boys start to come together as a team and win, Jack may have finally found a reason to confront the demons that have derailed him over the years. 81% recommending The Way Back.
Well, we love redemptive movies, and you look at the trailer of this. You know, Affleck, he carries this off. I was wondering, you know, could he really, really do this? But he's done a good job on this.
He has had his own challenges, so I think that maybe he can really relate to this character. I'm not sure. I mean, it looks like it's quite believable.
Yes.
Like I say, if nothing else, check out the trailer. We have a movie here called The Banker. Now, if you're thinking of staying home, you're going to be able to catch this on Apple TV on March the 20th. It comes from Apple Studios. It's out in limited release this weekend. This is inspired by true events. It centers on a revolutionary businessman, Bernard Garrett, played by Anthony Mackie, and also Joe Morris, played by Samuel L. Jackson. So you have a great cast here. They devise an audacious and risky plan to take on the racist establishment of the 1960s in L.A. by helping other African-Americans pursue the American dream. Now, along with Garrett's wife, played by Nia Long. They train a working-class white guy by the name of Matt Steiner, played in the movie by Nicholas Holt, to pose as the rich and privileged face of their real estate and banking empire, while Garrett and Morris pose as a janitor and a chauffeur. It looks terrific. It's a very interesting plot. Based on true events, 57% recommending The Banker out.
Yeah, true story, yeah. Huh? Wow.
And like I say, you can catch it on Apple TV if you happen to have that on March the 20th.
Well, good. Okay.
I do like an original story, an original plot, and The First Cow is just that.
I just love the title, First Cow.
Yeah, First Cow. This takes place in the Oregon Territory in the 19th century, or the 1800s, and you got this cook. He's traveled west to join a group of other fur trappers in the Oregon Territory, though he only finds a true connection with a Chinese immigrant, played by Orion Lee, who's also out there seeking his fortune. And the two soon collaborate on this very successful business, although its longevity is reliant upon the participation of a nearby wealthy landowner's prized milking cow. They need to sneak in and get the milk, you know, under cover of night to make this whole business of theirs work. It's a very, and the atmospherics of this are terrific. 91% are recommending First Cow.
And whatever you do, you got to be careful. Do not tip the cow. You know, this is not one of those tipping cow movie things, you know?
No tipping allowed. There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Mick Jagger is in a movie. You hear about this?
Yes, I did. I mean, it's amazing that he's still alive, but now he's... We get to see him up close and different here.
You look at him on screen, and he has one of the great faces of the era. I mean, he obviously has had no work done, and I'm with him all the way on that.
Yeah, he and Keith Richards. I mean, you know, why destroy such an iconic face, right?
Right.
You know,
there's a lot of miles on that chassis.
Yes.
Anyway, this is called the Burnt Orange Heresy. Hired to steal a rare painting from one of the most enigmatic painters of all time, an ambitious art dealer becomes consumed by his own greed and insecurity as the whole operation spins out of control. And this is starring Elizabeth Debicki, Klaus Bang, Donald Sutherland is in this, and Mick Jagger playing a man of wealth and taste. The Burnt Orange Heresy, out this weekend.
The Mixer. I mean, he's 76 years old. I mean,
wow.
we're doing a new chapter. I mean, now he's doing movies.
76 years old, and I think his youngest child is like three.
Three.
Lord have mercy. He's prolific in that area.
Yeah, I guess.
An amazing story, Mick Jagger.
How many kids does he have now?
I don't know. That'd be an interesting
122 now, or what? How many kids?
I don't know. He has been busy. But we also have a documentary.
It's the black leather pants, I'm telling you. That's what
it
does.
Must be. They still work. Okay, the bookseller also out there about the antique booksellers in New York. This is a great
book. Oh, wow.
83% are recommending that one. We have a lot to see this weekend. Get out of the house. Go see a movie at your nearby multiplex.
Yeah, exactly. And take the hand wash stuff. You know, just be careful.
That's
keep an eye. There's no need to go overboard here. But just some common sense will go a long way, right? Right now, right, Steve-O?
I think so. Stay calm and wash your hands.
Exactly. And going to the movies, I mean, look it. We go to the movies to be entertained, to get some amusement, to calm down. And, and for those that aren't feeling well, look it, stay home, all right? Do not expose the rest of us. You can stay home and, set up a warm bath of hand wash for yourself. And we'll wish you well, pray for you well, West of Chris. Enjoy the movie, and then soon we'll have more popcorn for you when you're ready to come back. Thanks, Steve Evans. Appreciate it.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that